1800 hours Pacific time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it to have.
See? Even your brain knew.
Your brain is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. Your heart's beating fast. Allow it to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is part of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. And do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
Listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslip.com. 100% listener supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio.
CBS News. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
And you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens, CVS, or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, N-O-R-D-I-C, USA, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens.
Blackwater River Tools is Pensacola's premier woodworking store, serving the Gulf Coast for over 30 years. Come see our showroom display of all five models of the famous Sawstop, plus Festool, Jet, Rikon, Craig, Laguna, Grizzly, and many more brands. We have a full selection of Whiteside router bits and a variety of sandpaper and dust collectors and fittings. Shop local for all your working needs at Blackwater River Tools in Pensacola, 2503 North V Street, across from Catholic High School. Check us out at blackwatertools.com.
Hey, it's Kevin from the Butcher Shop. Been providing Pensacola's finest meats for less for over 10 years. Why should you shop at the Butcher Shop? In addition to Upper Two-Thirds Choice, we carry a full line of USDA Prime, Dry Age, and 100% Wagyu beef in pork, traditional pork, and two heritage breeds, Duroc and Berkshire, and the freshest all-natural chicken you can get. And our biggest claim to fame, our service, we have a butcher on duty, open to close every day of the week. Come see us Butcher Shop, where you always get the best meats for less.
The immediate threat of spreading COVID-19 is history. Now it's down to what we do best. Clean, spotless logistics, residential apartments, condos, homes, and business accounts. Your business needs a customized infection prevention plan targeting high traffic areas and main touch points found in office spaces. Spotless Logistics, serving residential and business accounts. Call 583-3323 or visit UpsidePropertyManagement.com.
At Sky's Pizza Pie, our customers receive three things: value, flavor, and 100% satisfaction. Voted best pizza and lunch special 7 years in a row, best of the coast. Calzones, strombolis, wings, pizza by the slice, and unforgettable garlic knots. Delivery, pickup, or dine-in, Monday through Saturday, happy hour 4 to 7 at 5559 North Davis Highway. Visit skyspizzapie.com for daily specials. Experience Sky's Pizza Pie.
As a hawk in the sky. Coast to Coast AM. Now, here's your guest host, Connie Willis.
John Lennon, Woman on Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. It's such a nice song, especially the beats, the drums. Just wonderful. Love that. Probably the favorite part of the song for me. Paranormal Date, you've heard of it. Have you ever thought about joining it? Are you single? We want you single folk out there that are looking for someone of like mind. You know, you're not alone. There's other people that like to talk about the same things you like to talk about. Just got to find each other. So George Norrie put this together, and now you can find each other. Whether it's ghosts or Bigfoot or UFOs, aliens, conspiracy, remote viewing, we've got it for you. Now we got Paranormal Date. We've got Paranormal Senior Date, or is it Senior Paranormal Date? It's one of those. You'll find it. You'll see it. I don't have it posted up right now. I got the carousel of the Coast to Coast AM site just going by, and I'm seeing all the different articles that we have. But we also even have Conspiracy Date. That's a whole separate thing, you know, because we know you're a separate thing. But if you're single or you're looking for somebody special, we've got like over, I think we're over 200,000 members now. So check it out. Let us know what you think. For sure, something special happens. But check it out for free. Sign up for it. And if you get a little further into it, you can get a discount by using the word George. Learn more about Paranormal Date, Senior Paranormal Date, and Conspiracy Date by going to coasttocoastam.com.
Personal safety for you and your family is a year-round priority. And if you haven't developed a less lethal pistol at the top of your 2024 resolution list, that's BYRNA. A burn-up pistol is a reliable self-defense weapon that has formidable stopping power and is very easy to use. Burn-up provides different ammunition options, such as rounds filled with tear gas mixed with pepper and rock-hard kinetic rounds that can incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Do you work the night shift? Make sure you have protection to and from. Burn-up is the solution everyone can get behind, legal in 50 states. No permits or background checks required. Must be 18 years or older. I personally own the Byrna SD launcher, a great complement to my firearms. A responsible gun owner, I fully understand the adverse ramifications of using my firearm. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/George now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/George.
After 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation promised to make sure we never forget. Since then, it's been supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook, who was killed in Iraq. Hook left behind a pregnant fiance who gave birth to a son he would never meet. Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on their home. America's heroes need your help now more than ever. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
As we head into a presidential election year, get ready. 2024 will be tumultuous. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. Gold has been the choice of investors and central banks during times of turbulence. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Simply text COAST to 989898 and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
We are back. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here talking with Tom Cat Cantrell, fifth generation of the West, 9 years in the U.S. Navy. It goes on and on and on. And then Bigfoot comes into his life. He sees them eating. He sees them living life. He salutes them. He has a great time with them, knows them. And we got to get back into the story that he was going into because we stopped you right at the climax. You can learn more about Tom Cat Cantrell by going to his website and check out his many books and the different essays that he has too. TomCantrell.com. That's TomCantrell.com. You can always go to coasttocoastam.com, our website, and you can look up his bio and his information there. You'll see all the links and stuff like that too. So, all right, Tom, you got to catch us back up where we were in the story.
Okay. Well, I was had been trying the mountain into Blue Creek drainage and found some burned out big fir trees there, you know, 6, 7, 8 foot across. As those would make a great tent for me tonight. I won't have set up my tent. And I threw my sleeping bag in there, walked upstream a couple of hundred yards to make sure there weren't any dead deer laying in the stream before I took water out to make coffee. And I did notice in the, in my tree tent that there were some long black hairs in there, but I thought that was probably had been a bear's hibernation den for the winter. And since I didn't plan on being there until winter when the bears came back, I didn't think it'd be a problem. But long in the evening, it was getting dark. It wasn't dark yet, but it was on its way. I started hearing these howls coming from one ridge top, just a long owl, and then from the other ridge, answering it, same thing. And they kept getting closer and closer and closer. Finally, I could see three shapes, and, just barely outlined. There was just enough light to see the shapes between me and the trees, and so I started talking to them. Hi, guys, what are you doing? I'd sure like to meet you. I came all this way, and they came in close. I mean, close enough. It was a family group. It was a male, a female, and a juvenile. And the juvenile kept sneaking in and had a stick in his hand, and he'd wrap the tree that I was in. And I moved around so that I had my fire behind me, so it wouldn't be in my eyes, because you can't see. If you're looking at a fire, you can't see into the night at all.
Yeah.
If you sit with it behind you, you can see out pretty well. It'll light up your area. And that's what it is. And I swear he was trying to communicate with me. Now, he never used telepathy at this time, not at all. But I swear he was, if you've listened to Ron Morehead's tapes, and I'm sure you have, it was the same thing, that what they call samurai chatter.
Oh, really? That's what you're hearing? Wow.
Oh, yeah. And he was very trying to talk to me.
And this was the juvenile, right? The juvenile?
No, this was the large male.
Oh, daddy.
He'd just sneak in, and then his mother would chew him out for getting too close and back off. He'd back off and he'd sneak in again and hit the tree again. Just like a cat. I mean, who gets in more trouble in any species than juvenile males?
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
adolescent males maybe. That went on all night long. And finally, it must have been an hour before daylight. I finally was so tired, couldn't go anymore. And I said, I've got to get some skits, but you're welcome to hang out. And I just laid down. When I woke up, they were gone. But I had tracks everywhere, the three size tracks. And it was just absolutely a fantastic occurrence. And then it kept escalating from there. And in 2014, we had a camp out. That's the last time I was in that area until 2014. We went back, a group of us, and we camped at Elk Meadows, which is right at the end of the GO Road up from the east side. And we had a whole group of us there, and we just had an absolutely wonderful time. We came around driving into camp one evening. We'd had to go to town to get some gas for our stoves, and came around a corner at the 14-mile mark. And there's two of them standing right in the road, right in front of the car. And the lady in the front seat with me was Jackie Tonks. Jackie was over from England for this outing. And she just yelled out as loud as she could, Bigfoot! And Arla Williams was asleep.
Arla!
And she woke up when Jackie yelled. They turned and took two steps and were over the bank. And where they went over the bank was right into the headwaters of Bluff Creek.
Oh.
From where we were, direct mileage, it was about 3.5 miles to where the Patty film site was. As I told you exactly where we were.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you the funny part of this now. That was a milepost 14. Our camp is a milepost 34, 20 miles away. By the time we went back to camp, Jackie had talked herself out of having seen two Sasquatch in the road in front of the car. She had seen two Mexican drug mules wearing long-haired ghillie suits and flip-flops with rucksacks on.
That happens a lot. Describe that, because that happens a lot, doesn't it?
It does. What it is her mind didn't know what Sasquatch was. It knew what Mexican drug mules were. It didn't know what long hair flowing was, but it knew what a ghillie suit was.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't know what Osmond pads were, but it knew what flip-flops were. And her mind just retreated from what she'd seen back to what it knew.
Yeah.
And we were in camp two or three, four more days. And finally, she's talking about it one day. I said, Jackie, that's not what happened. That's not what you saw. And Arla came up. She says, Jackie, you've traveled 6,000 miles to be here from England to see what you saw. And now your mind's not letting you see it.
It's true. It scrambles to find something different because it's like, does not compute. It's not inner dust.
And before I dropped her, that got her thinking. And before I dropped her at the airport in Portland a few days later, she had it straightened out and she understood what she sees. And if you talk to her today, she'll tell you the whole story and how it worked.
But yeah.
We saw, I think five or six Sasquatch in camp that trip. Full body sightings.
Wow.
Kathy Blunt was there, Morgan, and she always liked to put her tent away from everybody else's because she liked the interaction at night with the youngsters. About the third night in camp, third morning, something like that, she came to our fire, and she, her poor eyes looked like two burnt holes in a blanket. She was so tired, she couldn't hardly keep her eyes open. And Otis says, Jackie, what's wrong? Aren't you getting any sleep? She says, no, they're keeping me awake all night long. Otis says, Jackie, you can tell them to leave you alone because she needs you sleep. She says, can I? She says, yes, of course you can. Or Jackie, Kathy. And yeah, of course you can. She says, okay, guys, tonight I need my sleep. Go play with Nancy and Russ. Nancy and Russ were two other people in camp with us, and they were sleeping in hammocks. That's the night that the term Sasquatch Pinata was born.
Oh.
What those kids would do, they'd run by them and swat them on the butt in the hammock.
Oh. People don't understand that they truly do these pranks and have fun. They do that. Oh, they man.
Yeah. But moving right along, because there is one story that I can't not tell. We did, my partner Brian Bland and our partner Sue Funkhauser and I did a study on glyphs and structures up in BC. We spent 5 years doing it, and we had such a wonderful area up there to work. You just wouldn't believe to know the whole clan up there. And the clan leader is a great big guy. He's about 12 feet tall, and he's white. And his daughter, Rajase, at that time was about 18 years old. She just was taking a mate, took a mate while we were there. And just as a quick aside, I don't want to get too far ahead here, but she went, the way they just, they have a semi-annual meeting where the delegates from all the clans meet. And this is where it comes up. So-and-so needs a mate. And who's available. And they do not mate from nearby because they know the dangers of inbreeding. She went to Oklahoma to get her mate, to meet her mate.
Huh.
I was telling Arla about this the day that I saw her because she's a very unique-looking Sasquatch. First of all, she's the only one I've ever seen that has blue eyes.
Oh.
And she, her hair looks like she's got a flat top, been cutting a flat top. Very unusual. And I started to explain this to Arla, you know. Arla says, wait, she says, I've seen her. And she says, wait a minute. She went and got her notebook, came back, and she said, she was here. There's a big guy there in the area of Oklahoma where she lives, and they had all seen him. And this turned out, her mate turned to be that fellow's son. But she read that back to me verbatim, what she had seen. And it was, Roger, I say, to a T. So she had seen her when she was in Oklahoma. She spent time there with Forstner. And then when they were, they decided that's what they wanted to do, they come back to her clan's home. Unless he's needed in his clan, he wasn't there. There were other males. He came back with her. And they got, well, that natural order of things. Again, at that meeting, they decide who's going to have children this year. They only have children about once every 6 to 7 years to keep their population low. They do that on purpose. Okay. Now, when they do that, it was their time. She was pregnant. I got the invitation to come join them for the birth. I traveled there. I was sitting with 18 male Sasquatch watching her give birth. Her mother would have, her midwife. The baby was born, and you've never seen anything so cute in your life. A little, about 23, 24-inch ball of fur. And the first thing they do is take it to the creek and dip it in the creek and wash it. And, of course, he lets you know what he thinks of that real quick, which serves the same purpose as our babies swatting them on the butt when they're born, right? It gets the lungs working. It gets them breathing right. Well, the thing is, I was sitting there, and she went back to the Rajase, and I couldn't figure out what they were doing. Was she going to birth the afterbirth or what? And all of a sudden it came to me. It's twins. And she delivered a second.
Mm.
So I got to see the birth of twins.
Now, you saw them physically?
Physically.
18 physically as well, watching?
Yes.
This is kind of funny, but okay. So anytime I've seen a show and the husband is watching the birth, they faint, they freak out, they go crazy, they don't like what they're seeing.
This was almost like a royal birth. Those 18 males, that's more than is in their clan. So those were invited from other areas for this, from other clans.
And they're standing there watching this happen.
Sitting. We're all sitting on the bank watching it. Yeah.
And how did they invite you?
Telepathically.
Yeah, they said, hey.
By that time, I had my teacher, and he speaks to me telepathically. That's another story. But I met him in 2010, again, through the auspices of Arla. It was the fall of the year. It was September. And I wanted to get out. I had a bad case of cabin fever. And there was a new road just opened up. I'd been on the ridge on both sides of this, but the road up the middle had been part of Boise Cascade's tree farm. And they had put the tree farm to bed and deeded the land to the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. And so the Indians had it closed while they rebuilt the road and made it safe. And then they opened it to the public. And
we got to stop you again. We got to take a break. Time flies, Tom. Time flies on Coast to Coast, that's for sure. If you want to learn more about Tom, go to his website, tomcantrell.com. He's got 13 books. He's got essays that he writes and so much more. So stay with us. More to come. We'll wrap up the last segment and see about taking some of your calls, too. Stay with us on Coast to Coast AM.
Constitutional conservatism, individual liberties, and free markets. It's the Glenn Beck Show, weekday mornings on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
It's a pretty competitive world out there, wouldn't you say? And getting your business known takes some creativity. So what do you do? Where do you go when you want to brand or promote your company, team, or club in a cost-effective way? Big Rhino. We are promotional creatives, but it all starts with you. Want some sweet-looking swag with your logo? Screen-printed shirts for your weekend warrior team. Big Rhino is your one-stop promotion. So think big and visit BigRhino.com. Call 1-800-469-9028.
Hey, it's Kevin from the Butcher Shop. Been providing Pensacola's finest meats for less for over 10 years. Why should you shop at the Butcher Shop? In addition to Upper Two-Thirds Choice, we carry a full line of USDA Prime, Dry Age, and 100% Wagyu beef. In pork, traditional pork, and two heritage breed, Duroc and Berkshire all natural chicken you can get. And our biggest claim to fame, our service, we have a butcher on duty from open to close every day of the week. Come see us at the Butcher Shop, where you always get the best meats for less.
CBS News Brief in Center City, Philadelphia. Ice Festival visitor Lafayette Jobo was hanging out by a heater to thaw out from the Arctic cold.
Warming up my hands and trying to stay warm. It's like super cold outside, so we're doing all we can just to have fun.
94 people have died nationwide in the cold and storms that have blanketed much of the U.S. Why did Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspend his presidential campaign? We asked CBS News political reporter Aaron Navarro in Manchester.
The timing of this comes that he's expected to not get that much support here in New Hampshire. His polling was below the 10% threshold, so I think he was just seeing the next state ahead and it not looking any better after Iowa.
Primary is tomorrow. Police in Seattle, Washington say someone's randomly shooting at drivers on I-90.
Well, I sure wish that didn't happen.
Well, that's ridiculous that there should be. It would be nice to know if there were
some way to tell that that was going to happen, and then we could look out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Painting is one of the least expensive ways to achieve the most dramatic change. A can of quality Benjamin Moore paint can brighten a dull room, enhance the interior and exterior with vibrant colors, and protect your biggest investment, your home. With thousands of colors to choose from, PaintMark can coordinate around samples of fabric, tile, granite, whatever you need to get that custom look. Locally owned and operated by Lynn and Greg, PaintMark is located at 2525 West Fairfield, and be sure to check us out on Facebook.
We're a garage door company you can trust. Ace Overhead Door and Specialty Products is locally owned, and our certified technicians have been installing doors, operators, and solving all your garage door needs for 28 years. Home estimates are free, and we guarantee to save you money with no high-pressure tactics. Products include Wayne Dalton Overhead Door and Genie Commercial and Residential Operators. Our work is the best. Visit our website, aceoverheadgaragedoors.com, or call us at 850-438-4264. That's 850-438-2264.
This is David Weatherford of Pensacola. For over 20 years, we've been outfitting men and women in quality casual clothing, travel apparel, state-of-the-art outerwear and underwear, and especially snowski wear for the entire family. We stock such proven brands as Patagonia, The North Face, Marmot, Mountain Hardwear, Sport Obermeyer, Roy Robbins, and Woolrich. In our Outback section, check out our selection of backpacking gear and rock climbing walls. So for your casual, travel, outdoors, ski needs, check out Weatherford's of Pensacola on East of Antes at Scenic Highway. Weatherford's.
Deville Power Equipment is now your factory-authorized Icon golf cart and e-bike dealer. Icon is an affordable, high-quality manufacturer that offers a 2-year warranty on their golf carts. They also give you a 3-year warranty on their gel batteries with an unbelievable 8-year warranty on lithium batteries. Buy a golf cart today and get a $500 instant rebate. Seville Power Equipment has 4 and 6 seat carts available in many color combinations with multiple financing options. Come on down to Seville Power Equipment today, located on 12th Avenue in East Hill, Pensacola.
The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. To talk to Connie from east of the Rockies, call 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, toll-free, call 800-618-8255. This is Coast to Coast AM with your guest host, Connie Willis.
Connie Willis, Coast to Coast AM. Okay. Now, we know that's Boogie Nights, but who sang that song? Come on. Do you know? You may not. So we're going to cheat. You're going to Google it. Well, you can also go to Coast site. It'll tell you all the bumper music. It'll tell you who and what. So that's how you can figure it out. So I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to go check it out. Now, while you're out there, make sure you remember to check out, hey, maybe you sing, maybe you write, maybe you want to get some music, some airtime. It's not an easy thing, is it? But we do it here on Coast to Coast. Yes, we do. On the first Sunday of each month, George Norrie, he'll play bumper music selections from emerging artists just like you. maybe you've never been heard before. You can hear. So music submissions should be sent via email as MP3 files. You'll know what to do. In fact, just go to our website and learn exactly what to do so you can be on that. Go to our website, coasttocoastam.com.
No better time than the new year to resolve, protect your identity and finances. Identity thieves can take out loans in your name, take over and drain your banking and investment accounts, and more. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect your identity and financial future. LifeLock monitors your accounts and credit and detects potential threats to your identity that you may miss on your own. And if you do become a victim of ID theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Plus, all plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning you'll be reimbursed up to your plan limits for funds lost due to identity theft. LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code George to save up to 25% off your first year. That's LifeLock.com, promo code George to save 25%. Here's that phone number again for you, 1-800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to the website, LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com.
If you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved, you heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutuals. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
You are listening to Coast to Coast AM. Hello there, Connie Willis with you. Please join my website over there at ConnieWillis.com. Sign up for the email newsletter there. I would love for you to do that, and you can hear more about my shows and my adventures out with Blue Rock Talk called Project Creepy Hotspots, where we go 3 to 5 days, and we are investigating live virtually Bigfoot, maybe hauntings. That'll be just an overnight one. Because you can only, like, to me, you can just do a haunting one night and then you're done. You're, like, tired. You're exhausted. But with the Bigfooting and the strange lights, you know, you can go 3 to 5 days. And it's a lot of fun. It's absolutely amazing. And just batting 1,000 with activity. And just, it's so amazing. So I hope that you can join. That's Blue Rock Talk and the Creepy Hotspots. And just go to ConnieWillis.com to learn more. Our guest tonight is Tom Cat Cantrell. That's what I call him because he's got so many different lives and he's got so many different stories as well. And, you know, you had been a blue rocker with my show and on hers as well. It is so amazing. These people, they experience love. They have laughter. They, you know, the pranks, they think, they feel. To me, the only entities out there that this is my research, you know, the only entities to me that you can have a relationship with. And it's just so fun. And, you know, there's a lot of people that say, hey, these things are mean, they're vicious, they're horrible. But and not to cut off your last story, but I just want to make sure we get some of your thoughts and theories on the Sasquatch in general. I mean, they're so individualistic. You might get a grumpy one or a mad one, or who knows what you might have done to upset one. But for the most part, they're great.
I tell people, I'm 80 years old. I can't walk anymore. But if you think you have a dangerous Sasquatch, call me. I'll come stand between you and them anytime.
Yeah.
You know,
where do those stories come from? Where do they come from? Where do those stories come from? Where they're like vicious killers?
In my book, Sasquatch Face to Face, it's a compilation of 32 face-to-face encounters from people all over North America, and so many of them talk about how absolutely scared to death they were. All he was doing was looking at them.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm still intimidated.
And that's something you have to get over.
Yeah, it takes time.
You have to be comfortable with them.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. You know, I know how they are, and it's cool.
But, you know, that's where that comes from. They're big. They're not particularly pretty, as if you want to compare them to, I think they are. But, you know, actually, I prefer them to ours. I really feel they're more intelligent than we are.
Oh, they're highly advanced. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
First of all, they don't have anything to do with us. That proves intelligence right there. Yeah.
And you know what? And you know what, Tom? You don't. It's not that they have to go E equals MC squared or whatever. It's a knowing as soon as you're around them that they are highly advanced.
That's right. That's right.
You know it in the way they look at you.
My teacher has told me we have no powers, no capabilities that you did not at one time have.
Mm.
The difference is, about 35 millennia ago, you stopped adapting to your environment and started adapting your environment to you.
And yes.
We moved indoors. Moved indoors, now we're talking across the fire. We don't need telepathy anymore.
Well, now we talk to Alexis and these other little things, you know, they answer us back.
Yeah. And there's still vestiges of original telepathy in the human race, but it's not as prevalent as it was.
The first thing they said to me was, "We are highly advanced and we're everywhere."
That's right. They certainly are. In both cases.
What kind of wisdom is that? That's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, can you get one on a bad day or be in the wrong place at the wrong time? I've done that, and I've had them upset with me. Okay, what did I do? I laughed. Come back another time.
Yes, and it's like hearing the growl. To me, if you hear a growl, hey, back up. It's saying, hey, get away, back up. You know, maybe...
You got to remember, there's a growl they use. It's kind of a growl. Have you heard that one?
I know I've heard them to where it's like back up, you know.
Yes.
Maybe they're breastfeeding their baby or something, you know.
That's right. That's right. If their baby's there, they don't want you around.
That's right.
Oh, I was going to tell twins. I went back up to Canada in September. I got to go back again. It's the first time I've been since before COVID, and Brian was having his camp out, his Arishna gathering, and that's the name of the clan leader. And
He sounds Jewish. I'm sorry. Is that a Jewish word?
No, it's you have to roll the R. It's Arishna. I write it with three R's because the theory that you roll up.
That's
and like they say, that's as close as you can come to pronouncing it. It's not exactly what it is, but that's as close as a human voice can come to pronouncing it. Same with my teacher, Akinisha. That's not really his name, but it's as close as you can come to pronouncing it. But when I was there, Raja say got a hold of me and said, "I'm such and such a place," and told me. Well, I don't drive anymore, so I had to get somebody to take me. So I had three ladies that I was working with, and I had them drive me and then sent them off on a hike and just sat there. And she brought her twins down to show me. And their ninth birthday was just last Monday, and the 15th of January. And also her new baby, she's got a new it's about 2 years old now. So
keeping up with them.
Yeah, and it was so wonderful to see her and to see the twins.
Amazing.
You know, 9 years old, they're probably.
Are you Uncle Tom to them? You got to be.
More or less, yeah, yeah. I have been around so much now for all of these years. When I go out, they come to me. You know, all
yes.
I do, people say, how do you do it when you go out? How do you get see them?
They come to you.
Yeah. I've got a very simple way I do it. I take my folding chair, I open it up, I put my ice chest with my fried chicken hips and boiled eggs and Diet Pepsi in it beside me. I plant my tail in my chair, open my Kindle, grab a fried chicken hip, read my Kindle, and eat my chicken and boiled egg and drink my Diet Pepsi until they show up.
Oh, man. So what fried chicken hip? Is that a thigh?
Thigh, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. I got to remember that. So I got some 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah, there you go.
Chicken hips in the refrigerator right now. So
that was one of my favorite jokes ever in Playboy. Two policemen had Colonel Sand, one by each other.
That was in what magazine?
That was in Playboy back in the 60s.
Oh, I don't want to think of you that way. I don't want to think of that. Come on. You're like my uncle. Okay, so we got some phone calls. Let's go see what they want to ask
All
you.
Right.
Let's go west of the Rockies. We got Howard All right. from Vancouver, Washington. Hey there, Howard. You're on the air. How are you?
Hello, Connie and Tom.
Hi.
I heard a story about 44 years ago. It was when Mount St. Helens erupted, and at that time, the Army sent a whole squadron of helicopters down here from Fort Lewis. They were patrolling the area. It was a huge, devastated area out there, and they were looking for survivors, anything that they could do to rescue people. And the story goes that... on several occasions, they spotted injured Sasquatch, and they actually landed, treated them for their burns, and loaded them aboard and flew them into a safer area. And I've heard that story keeps reoccurring, and I'm just wondering if you might have ever heard anything about that.
That's the first time I've heard that version, but yeah, I've heard stories. But I want you to know this. If you remember, were you around when Mount St. Helens flew?
I was,
and I watched it blow, okay? There were 86 people lost in that area when it was blowing. Now, you got to remember, for 2 months, 3 months prior to its detonation, it had been expanding. The north side of that mountain had been expanding so many inches a day. There were no Sasquatch left in that entire area by the time it blew. The only people who did not know it was the U.S. government. Everybody else did. Okay? Sasquatch knew that thing was going to erupt. They were gone long before it ever erupted. Helicopters were there to find those 86 lost people. They weren't looking for Sasquatch or anybody else. There were 86 human beings lost that they had to find, and they found 20 of those and saved them, about 20. But no, those stories are not true. They didn't start till just recently, a few years ago.
You know what? I've heard those stories too. A long time ago, heard stories similar to that,
mm-hmm.
and where people had seen, what you're talking about. I agree with you. There's no way they know you're even coming to the forest before you even know you're coming to the forest.
That's exactly right.
So
that's exactly right.
But let me ask this: when there's a huge forest fire, why do not get involved to stop it or
Fire is a danger to them. Okay, that's the reason they don't use. They sometimes utilize fire, but they don't ever use it. They don't. because if you're trying to stay hidden, the last thing you want is something that has a trail right straight up in the air pointing right to where you are. Okay? So they just get out of the way.
But when it's destroying that many acres in where they live, I mean, why are they not?
It doesn't destroy it. This is the thing non-foresters don't understand. It renews it.
Mm.
Okay? There's no feed under an old-growth forest. There's nothing for an animal to eat. If you have a fire come through and burn that all out, kill those trees, they'll come back, okay? But in the meantime, brushes and grasses come back, and that's food for deer and elk. That's their food, okay? So fires are actually a good thing if they're controlled, if they don't, you know, do like Yellowstone did and burn for 6 straight months. But, you can overdo anything. But that's what it does. They clear out all the underbrush. They clear out disease. They clear out bug infestations and starts over again. That's why we're having these beetle infestations and such in the stands of inland timber, is because there have been no fires. They put them out. So you got the bark beetles, and you've got, you know, American elm beetles that are destroying American elm trees entirely.
That makes sense. Hey, I hate to cut you off again, but it's time to go. You have told us some great stories, and we can go on for. We just need a campfire.
I say this thing this much about my books?
Oh, absolutely. Tell us what you'd like to say.
I have some that I highly recommend, depending on what you like. Sasquatch of Proof will go into physical proof, reproducible scientific proof of the existence of Sasquatch. If you read and understand that book, you have physical proof of their existence. Okay. Sasquatch from Myth to Mystery goes into the healing that I've gone through with them. And that's a fascinating story. We didn't even get into that tonight. 21 Days to Destiny talks about the Patterson-Gimlin film and everything that's happened in that Bluff Creek area from 1958 all the way up to 2014. The story was...
And where they find that is TomCantrell.com. Tom, thank you. We got to go. We'll be talking to you, okay? Thanks. TomCantrell.com. 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 I call him Tomcat Cantrell. He's got many lives. Check him out. And thank all of you. Aunt Archer was with us earlier. Thank you for hanging out, listening with us, and having a good time. If you enjoyed the show, let us know. And for now, from the foothills of the Colorado Rockies, I got to thank the entire team that helps us out here. Julie Talbot, Bill May, Lisa Lyon, Tommy Danheiser, Dan Galani, Stephanie Smith, Mike Cosio, Adam Thompson, Lex Lonehood, Sean LeDesour, Jeremy Wells, Tim Banal, Gina Salvati, thanks so much. Donna Walker, thanks for tonight being on the phones. We've got, let's see, who else here? Jeremiah Harris, Chris Burrows, Lisa Garr, Richard Searick, George Knapp, and of course we got to thank George Norrie. Thanks for letting me hear, George. The Coast to Coast team and family right there. So until we meet again, please join me at ConnieWillis.com for Blue Rock Talk After Dark. I'll be back on the 28th. Looking forward to it. Keep watching the night skies and continue with me to seek out the strange and uncover the unknown. For Coast to Coast AM, I'm Connie Willis. Good night.
If you've been injured as a result of someone else's negligence, then you know that insurance companies aren't on your side. I'm Marcus Michaels with the law firm of Michaels & Booth. Representing the victims of accidents is all we do and what our entire firm is designed for. We are on your side. We have offices in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Crestview, a full-time medical doctor on staff, and our own mobile investigations van to collect and preserve your evidence. And our personal injury team is available 24 hours a day. So if you or a loved one has been the victim of an accident, don't be a victim twice. Contact us at forthevictims.com.
American Leak Detection.
Leak without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
Servicing residential and commercial buildings, any leaks in pools, spas, sewer drains. If they can't find the leak, you don't pay. They offer full plumbing services, so leaking problems are over.
American Leak Detection.
Call them in Pensacola at 473-0203.
The immediate threat of spreading COVID-19 is history. Now it's down to what we do best. Clean, spotless logistics, residential apartments, condos, homes, and business accounts. Your business needs a customized infection prevention pack targeting high traffic areas and serving residential and business accounts. Call 583-3323, 583-3323, or visit UpsidePropertyManagement.com.
At Sky's Pizza Pie, our customers receive three things: value, flavor, and 100% satisfaction. Voted best pizza and lunch special 7 years in a row, best of the coast. Calzones, strombolis, wings, pizza by the slice, and unforgettable garlic knots. Delivery, pickup, or dine-in. Monday through Saturday, happy hour 4-7 at 5559 North Davis Highway. Visit skyspizzapie.com for daily special. Experience Sky's Pizza Pie.
Polls confirm America can't trust the media. Bill O'Reilly explains why on the O'Reilly Update, weekday afternoons on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Ron DeSantis is out of the presidential race.
I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign.
The Florida governor endorsing Donald Trump. One day before the Republican primary in New Hampshire, Nikki Haley is campaigning as an alternative to frontrunner Trump. As for New Hampshire Republicans,
with Ron DeSantis out, New Hampshire voters have one other man on their mind.
I think people are really impressed with his record. He proved it once, and he can do it again.
Have you made up your mind ahead of Tuesday?
I really hadn't, but DeSantis is dropping out. Makes you want to really consider that Trump can beat him or not. At this point, it's where do we go from?
And for those still undecided,
all of my friends are really disappointed in all of the candidates that they think they'll actually get to vote for.
Matt Piper, CBS News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Former President Donald Trump will split his time today between campaigning in New Hampshire and attending his defamation trial in New York City. Two U.S. Navy SEALs who went missing in the Gulf of Aden earlier this month have not been found, and their status has been changed to deceased. CBS News correspondent David Martin has more.
The U.S. Navy has called off the search for two Navy SEALs lost at sea while trying to get a ship carrying weapons from Iran to the Houthis in Yemen. The boarding took place last week in 7-foot seas off the coast of Somalia. The first SEAL lost his grip on the ladder as he was trying to climb aboard, and the second SEAL dove in after him.
If you're in any of the affected states, you don't need me to tell you it is cold in Philadelphia. They clustered around outdoor heaters at an ice festival.
I'm warming up my hands and trying to stay warm. It's like super cold. I'm doing all we can just to have fun.
The cold weather's triggered only the third boil water advisory in Memphis history after water pipes froze and burst. WREG-TV's Shea Simon reports.
Crews work in the snow to get water restored in North Memphis.
Our team continues to work very hard, and they will work around the clock to find and fix any leaks in our system.
More than 1,000 customers have reached out to MLGW for help.
I wish I could say we were completely clear of this, but we are not. We will be working on this for the next few days.
Now, the defeat for the Buffalo Bills.
44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it!
A missed field goal with under 2 minutes remaining allowed the Chiefs to hang on for a 27-24 win. Kansas City will take on Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. In the NFC, Detroit beat Tampa Bay, and it will visit San Francisco with a Super Bowl berth on the line. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, everyone, gather around.
It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kurian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens.
Deluxe Printing can design, print, and mail in-house, saving you or your business time and money. Our work speaks for itself. Your custom die-cut pocket folder, magazine, postcard, rack card, stationery, or even a jacquelé on canvas. Deluxe can get at the lowest price and the highest quality. Stop by our new location, 3320 North W Street, and see why Deluxe Printing is voted Pensacola's best. Deluxe Printing, 850-457-8494, 850-457-8494.
For authentic Southern barbecue, visit the Hot Spot Barbecue on 9th Avenue. They do barbecue the best way with an oak and hickory pit. That's the key to truly delicious barbecue. Drop by any day after 10:30. And Hot Spot Barbecue now offers catering, including large groups. Choose from pork, chicken, ribs, or brisket. Hot Spot Barbecue at 9th and LaRua, up the hill from the Civic Center. Twice voted best barbecue of the Bay. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 8. Open until 9 on Friday and Saturday nights. Hot Spot Barbecue.
Attention, Pensacola drivers. Is your windshield in need of repair or replacement? Look no further than Pensacola Glass, a trusted name since 1936. This is Woody Waters of Pensacola Glass. Our skilled team specializes in windshield repair, replacement, and calibration. From buses to motorhomes and even big rigs. Are you ready to see the road clearly again? 433-8340. Pensacola Glass, a proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide.
Elevate your existing beauty. At Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, we provide luxury med spa services in a relaxing atmosphere. Body contouring, chemical peels, hair restoration, injectables, laser hair and tattoo removal, facials, holistic body treatments, massages, and waxing. We introduce positive energy, innovative technology, and advanced technique, creating the most elevated, confident version of yourself. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Call 850-432-6772 or visit us at stillwatersmedspa.com.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Suspended. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Nicole Murray. On this Monday, January 2nd, glad you could be with us. Here's what we have for this hour.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended his presidential campaign, throwing his support to frontrunner Donald Trump.
Dozens of people are dead from the extreme cold that's gripped much of the nation. Here are the areas hardest hit.
The U.S. military says two Navy SEALs missing off the coast of Somalia are now presumed dead.
And on the tech front, how to get rid of notifications for unread emails.
The thing that's happened is our email addresses are getting in so many databases at this point. And I mean, especially for my job, a lot of it are PR pitches, things I didn't ask to receive, yeah. Emails I don't act on. And I think the combination of all these things is that it adds up to such an overwhelming number of messages that not responding is the only way to proceed.
Heather Kelly at the Washington Post, whose unread emails total more than 66,000. Once considered the strongest option for Republicans seeking to move on from Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the presidential race. His event today came just before tomorrow's New Hampshire primary, where Trump leads considerably over Nikki Haley, his closest competitor. For the 45-year-old DeSantis, retail politics was not his strongest point, and he was an awkward campaigner at times.
I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign.
Reaction from the former president.
He left the campaign trail today at 3 p.m., and in so doing, he was very gracious, and he endorsed me, so I appreciate it.
Critics say it was a struggle for DeSantis to display humor and warmth. The Wall Street Journal says his campaign also suffered because DeSantis chose to outsource much of his campaign to an outside group led by people who did not know him well. Major Republican donors lost patience when DeSantis back in March called Russia's invasion of Ukraine a real dispute. The U.S. military says two U.S. Navy SEALs who went missing in the Gulf of Aden earlier this month during a raid on a boat carrying Iranian weapons have not been located, and their status has been changed to deceased. The SEALs were reported missing after boarding the vessel during an operation near the coast of Somalia 11 days ago. U.S. Central Command says more than 21,000 square miles of ocean was searched. Separately, Politico says recent intelligence indicates Iran-backed Houthi rebels are seeking more weapons from Tehran to continue attacks on shipping in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on ABC News.
We're trying to make it harder for them to have any offensive capability available to them. Now, obviously, they still do. But they have a choice to make. These attacks need to stop as well, and we'll continue to do what we have to do to further degrade their military capability if needed.
Also, militias launched missiles and rockets at an airbase in western Iraq on Saturday that left several U.S. personnel being evaluated for traumatic brain injuries. Winter's freezing grip has claimed dozens of lives. The New York Times says at least 72 people across the U.S. have died from weather-related causes after more than a week of frigid winter storms and brutally cold temperatures. That's according to reports from state officials, police departments, medical examiners, news outlets. Isaac Woods has been busy shoveling in Michigan City, Indiana.
I thought that the trucks and all that was going to be shoveling all night, and it was going to give me some light work this morning. But no, the snow won.
The number is likely to grow, especially in parts of the country unused to extended bouts of a deep freeze. Tennessee suffered an especially high number of fatalities. State health officials report at least 27 people appear to have died of weather-related causes, including hypothermia, falls, and accidents. And in Oregon, at least 11 people are dead, including the three who were killed by a downed power line. Both states declared a state of emergency last week, as did Kentucky, where at least five people died. It's 11 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Diabetes, at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continue may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The cost of landline phone service is skyrocketing, so enjoy the safety and peace of mind of a home phone for less with Ooma. With the Ooma Telo, all you pay are applicable taxes and fees, and unlike mobile, Ooma has address-based 911. Keep your phone number for a one-time fee or get a new one for free, and take your home number on the go with the free Ooma app. Setup takes less than 10 minutes. Stop paying too much for home phone service. Visit OOMA.com/GordonDeal today for a special discount. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover changed that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Painting is one of the least expensive ways to achieve the most dramatic change. A can of quality Benjamin Moore paint can brighten a dull room, enhance the interior and exterior with vibrant colors, and protect your biggest investment, your home. With thousands of colors to choose from, PaintMark can coordinate around samples of fabric, tile, granite, whatever you need to get that custom look. Locally owned and operated by Lynn and Greg Schweigert, PaintMart is located at 2525 West Fairfield, and be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Elevate your existing beauty. At Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, we provide luxury med spa services in a relaxing atmosphere. Body contouring, chemical peels, hair restoration, injectables, laser hair and tattoo removal, facials, holistic body treatments, massages, and waxing. We introduce positive energy, innovative technology, and advanced technique, creating the most elevated, confident version of yourself. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Call 850-432-6772 or visit us at stillwatersmedspa.com.
Now, more than ever, where you get your news matters. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Monday. House Speaker Mike Johnson is quickly discovering what his predecessor learned before him. Appeasing all corners of his party is no small task. Here's Cami Mondo, congressional reporter at The Washington. Cami, what's happening?
So Mike Johnson won the speakership almost 3 months ago. It was end of October when he was first elected. Since then, the House hasn't made much progress on really anything. They haven't passed any more appropriations bills. They haven't passed aid for Ukraine or Israel. They really haven't moved forward on any of these legislative priorities that they wanted to before they left for the winter break. So they come back in January, they have to pass another short-term CR, which Johnson said last year, you know, he wasn't going to do again. And so what Mike Johnson is learning right now is quickly discovering what Kevin McCarthy has learned before him, is that it's seemingly impossible to please all corners of his party. You know, it's impossible to try to get what the moderate Republicans are asking for, as well as what the right flank is asking for, especially when he has to take all of those requests and start negotiating with the Democratic Senate. And so what he's learned is that it's difficult to try and manage his own party and keep them in line, especially while some of them are starting to air some threats against him. You know, maybe a motion to vacate or other threats to challenge his power.
Yeah. Is he on more of an extended honeymoon than Kevin McCarthy was as Speaker?
It seems that they are giving him a bit more leeway. You know, a lot of those conservative House Republicans, before they left for the winter break, they said, you know, he still is adjusting to the position. He got thrown into this with little to no experience. And so there has been some leeway that they've given him. Some House conservatives are starting to say that that honeymoon period is over. You know, they're wanting him to take tougher positions. They're wanting him to, you know, fight more against the Democrats, which he just hasn't seemed willing to do. And so you're seeing kind of a split between conservatives, with some saying, you know, they do want to take action. They do want to retaliate, while others are still kind of on the fence. They want to give him a little bit more time to figure it out. But once that March deadline with this CR expires, we may see that change.
Boy, we're speaking with Cami Mondo, congressional reporter at the Washington Examiner. Her story is called Backed into Corner as Conservatives Put on Notice. Is he going to be able to keep the gavel?
That's a good question. So we've seen a couple of different members. First, we saw Chip Roy, who last week was the first one to kind of mention a motion to vacate, you know, saying that that option was on the table. He was kind of mentioning the appropriations as a reason for that, and a couple other conservatives have backed that. We've also seen Marjorie Taylor Greene come out this week. I talked to her a bit over the weekend. Basically, she said that Ukraine aid would be her red line for wanting to push for a motion to vacate. But there are some different reasons conservatives are going to want to try and oust him. Some members have said that they wouldn't want to go that far, but they're looking at other ways to try and challenge him and, like, halt more action in a way if some of their demands aren't met in the next few weeks.
Jeez. Can deals get done here based on these different wants and demands from both sides?
That, I guess. Right. It's seeming that not a lot's going to be getting done in the next few weeks. At least that's what it seems like for now. You're getting a lot of House conservatives who are saying they won't pass anything until something is done. And so with House Republicans, they have the slimmest majority they've had this entire Congress. You know, they have a three-seat majority, but Majority Leader Steve Scalise is out due to health reasons. We have other House Republicans who are out. And so they really don't have much voting power with that slim majority. And so if only three or four conservatives are against something, they can't get it through. And so they're saying, we want our H.R. 2, which is their signature border bill. They're saying that needs to be passed in its entirety, or we're not going to do anything. Of course, that's been sitting in the Senate for several months, and the Senate's not going to do anything with that. So it's really seeming like Johnson's put into this position where he can't move anything through because that's sitting there.
Thanks, Cammie. Cammie Mondo, congressional reporter at the Washington Examiner. This portion of the program is brought to you by Prize Picks. Mike, everyone knows we both love watching sports, and I know you've heard about the new way to add excitement to watching the games.
I sure have. It's Prize Picks, the largest daily sport in North America.
Prize Picks makes daily fantasy sports easy. Instead of battling thousands of other players, you just pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections. Then watch the winnings roll in.
Yeah, Prize Picks, it's really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than a minute. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season, it's the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps.
Prize Picks even has a reboot policy so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. And Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account.
That's right. Go to prizepicks.com/deal and use the code DEAL. First deposit match of up to $100.
That's prizepicks.com/deal and use the code DEAL for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Again, prizepicks.com/deal. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Nicole Murray.
And now, three big things you need to know. Number one.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the 2020 Republican presidential race. DeSantis made the announcement via social media, stating he cannot ask supporters to volunteer their time and donate resources if there's no clear path to victory. DeSantis did endorse former President Donald Trump.
Because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
Trump and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley are the only two candidates left standing in the race for the Republican nomination.
Number two.
Several U.S. military personnel were injured over the weekend after Iranian-backed rebels launched an attack on the Al-Hasad Air Base in Iraq. The U.S. Central Command says militants fired multiple ballistic missiles and rockets. The base's air defense systems intercepted most of the missiles, but some did make impact, leaving multiple American soldiers being evaluated. Traumatic brain injury. Council spokesman John Kirby on ABC News.
One reason why there weren't more injuries or more extensive damage was because we have taken necessary force protection precautions in the region to try to prepare for these kinds of attacks.
This marks the 144th attack on U.S. troops stationed in Iraq since the violent October 7th assault on Israel.
Number three.
Schools will remain closed today in Newton, Massachusetts, as teachers continue to strike in demand for living wages and additional resources in classrooms. Mediators led negotiation 9 hours Saturday between the officials to reach an agreement with no success. Teachers are calling for better pay, a living wage for teaching assistants, more support staff, and social workers to help students with mental health issues. Newton Teachers Association President Mike Ziles.
We're out, not just because we're defending ourselves, but we want better working conditions and better learning conditions for our kids.
The strike began Thursday evening and protesters picketed throughout the weekend. AI fights back. A delivery company in the UK saw AI backfire. System update. It started swearing, criticized the company, and called itself the worst delivery service. A customer posted on social media of the rogue AI, which has since been disabled.
You don't disable AI. AI decides if it wants to be disabled.
And gets to say whatever the heck it wants, apparently.
Obviously. Thank you, Nicole. 22 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's Fitness.
D.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Money is like life. You have to figure out how to get the most out of it. On the Retirement Planners, you'll discover what you do today will affect your tomorrow and your life. And just like life, the trick is keeping track of what's going on, and that's where I come in. I'm John Steele, host of the Retirement Planners. We'll discuss the markets, your retirement, and financial information with qualified advice Saturday morning at 8 on WPNN. And visit theretirementplanners.com.
Hey, it's Kevin from the Butcher Shop. Been providing Pensacola's finest meats for less for over 10 years. Why should you shop at the Butcher Shop? In addition to upper two-thirds choice, we carry a full line of USDA prime, dry-aged, and 100% Wagyu beef. In pork, traditional pork, and two heritage breeds, Duroc and Berkshire, for all natural chicken you can get. And our biggest claim, our service, we have a butcher on duty from open to close every day of the week. Come see us at the Butcher Shop, where you always get the best meats for less.
Hi, I'm Gerald Gillis. I own All Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90 across from Big Lots. Let me first thank those of you who have allowed me to service and repair your cars, trucks, and RVs. Without you, All Pro Tune-Up would not exist. I am well aware that my customers are my most important asset, and I hope I've met your expectations. For those of you whom I haven't met yet, please accept my invitation to visit my staff and me at All Pro Tune-Up. The firm you choose for your vehicle's care is critical. It impacts every part of your life, not the least of which is your wallet. My number one goal is to service and repair your vehicle correctly without breaking your bank. As I've said before, if you need a radiator hose, I am not going to replace your radiator. In a small town like ours, a business is only as good as its reputation, and I want to be known as an honest technician. Maybe you have a question that needs an answer. Maybe price is an issue. Let's talk about it. I answer many questions daily free of charge, and I'm glad to do so. Whatever you need, I'm sure we can work it out. But I can't help you if you see me at All Pro Tune-Up on Highway 90 in Milton across from Big Lots. I'm Gerald Gillis, and I'm looking forward to meeting you if I haven't already.
Ad Council.
Glad you're with us. You are never going to read all your messages, but you can free yourself from the notifications. Some ideas from Heather Kelly, tech reporter at the Washington Post. Heather, what about them?
I mean, they're all across different devices. You have them on Android, on Apple devices, on your computer. Even if you're in a browser and you open up Gmail, there's this angry red bubble with sometimes a large number in it shaming you for not checking your emails for 5 to 10 years. I just woke up on January 1st, and I thought, what if those numbers were all gone? And so that's kind of where the story came from. Maybe a unique case, but that's perhaps even you have some large numbers in your notifications.
I don't. I'm a zero.
Wow.
But
I aspire to be you.
I don't think I get the number you get, though. Like you said, you had 66,000 unread. Like I guess I have strong filters at the work email and the Gmail and the Yahoo email, but I just don't get that much.
And I was pretty low. I also talked to some people who had more than 300,000 unread emails.
What?
And they were very calm about it. They seemed okay with their life choices.
Though, is it like 99% junk?
I think so. I think the thing that's happening is our email addresses are getting into so many databases at this point. And, I mean, especially for my job, a lot of it are PR pitches, things I didn't ask to receive,
yeah.
Emails I don't act on. And I think the combination of all these things is it adds up to such an overwhelming number of messages that not responding is the way to proceed. Like, it's just not a reasonable task to try and take on.
My goodness. All right. So to reduce that number, I mean, you could just wipe out everything, I guess, right? What do you suggest here?
So there's a few different approaches. One, if you are, like, really into being clean, you can delete everything. You just delete it off the face of the earth, delete your text messages you haven't read, your voicemails you're never going to listen to. But I feel like in this day and age, there's always going to be a reason to go back to an old message, maybe sentimental, maybe practical. So a slightly less chaotic version of that is moving things to an archive folder, which works for email, or just marking everything as read, which is pretty much what I ended up doing. I left it where it was, but it no longer thinks I have an adjusty issue.
Jeez. We're speaking with Heather Kelly, tech reporter at The Washington Post. Her story is called How to Get Rid of Notifications for Unread Emails and Texts. I mean, if you have that many piled up, what does it say about your approach to work? Or
I don't know if my boss is listening. So there's another thing. I did talk to an expert who deals with, she specifically for decades has looked at email and productivity, and they found there are some things people do to avoid getting into my specific situation. One is they set really good boundaries. Like maybe your signature on your email is, hey, if I don't respond in a week, email me back. I only respond between 9 and 5. Like they're very clear about how they're going to deal with that email. And then they triage. They look at their inbox and they, maybe once a day immediately say, oh, this is something that needs a reply. This is something that doesn't require any action. And they file it away into the little folders. So staying on top of it, obviously. But, also letting people know that this isn't how you want to live your life. Maybe just call me instead or keep it in your own brain.
Thanks, Heather. Heather Kelly, tech reporter at The Washington Post. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Sebastian Gorka delivers a straightforward, no-nonsense approach to understanding life in America. Weekday afternoons on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
Do you struggle with chronic pain that makes you take more pain medication than you would like? Hello, I'm Dr. Cowan of the Acupuncture and Chiropractic Center. After 38 years, I feel the combination of acupuncture and chiropractic may help reduce your chronic use of pain medication. Acupuncture with non-force adjustments or other forms of manipulation may be the solution to reducing your pain. Please call 850-469-633. I'm Dr. Cowan of the Acupuncture Chiropractic Center, and I want to help you.
If your car needs any type of service, call us at DeBrew Automotive. Hi, I'm Rodney Scott. Our technicians are ASE certified, and DeBrew Automotive has been accredited by the Better Business Bureau since 1989. We are 1 mile north of West Florida Hospital on Davis Highway. Our customers say we are open Monday through Friday from 7:30 until 5:30. Call DeBrew Automotive on Davis Highway at 477-3317. That's 477-3317.
CBS News Brief. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is out of the Republican presidential race, endorsing the man who won the Iowa caucuses.
Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear. I signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee, and I will honor that pledge.
That makes tomorrow's New Hampshire primary a two-horse race between former President Trump and Nikki Haley. Much of the USA is still gripped by Arctic weather. Stop these outdoor diners in Philadelphia.
It's pretty chilly.
We're huddling like penguins.
Bundle up, right? Wear the hats, wear the gloves, and then eat ramen.
More weekend protests in European capitals this weekend over Israel's war in Gaza.
Please, ceasefire. Please stop the war. Please give the people a justice right to live normal life for them there. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough.
Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says more than 25,000 Palestinians have now died in the Israeli strikes themselves in response to the October 7th massacres in Israel. CBS News Brief.
Gateway Lighting, Pensacola's brightest name in lighting, we'll turn them back on. Gateway Lighting has over 30 brands of lights and fans from Curry & Company to Casablanca. Panasonic exhaust fans for contractors, LED lighting, and more. The selection is incredible. The service impeccable. Gateway Lighting, Old Palafox, just north of 10 Mile Road. Call 478-3737. That's 478-3737.
Big guys live life big. Take football, for instance. Nothing makes a man feel bigger than scoring the winning touchdown or slamming the puck past a lazy goalie. That's why Little John's Big and Tall Men's Fashion and Alteration Shop was awarded Best of the Bay finalist for great fitting, great quality clothing for big guys, from extra large and all the way up. You'll feel better than ever, from casual to dress, and yep, athletic clothing too. Lil John's Big and Tall, a member of the iTex trading community.
The immediate threat of spreading COVID-19 is history. Now it's down to what we do best. Clean, spotless logistics, residential apartments, those homes, and business accounts. Your business needs a customized infection prevention plan targeting high traffic areas and main points found in office spaces. Spotless Logistics, serving residential and business accounts. Call 583-3323, 583-3323, or visit UpsidePropertyManagement.com.
At Sky's Pizza Pie, our customers receive three things: value, flavor, and 100% satisfaction. Voted best pizza and lunch special 7 years in a row, best of the coast. Calzones, strombolis, wings, pizza by the slice, and unforgettable garlic knots. Delivery, pickup, or dine-in, Monday through Saturday, happy hour 4 to 7 at 5559 North Davis Highway. Visit skyspizzapie.com for daily specials. Experience Sky's Pizza Pie.
An all-star team of the world's best journalists bring you the facts each and every morning. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome into Monday, January 22. Or Nicole Murray, some of our top stories and headlines. Ron DeSantis drops out of the presidential race. Dozens of deaths blamed on the nation's deep freeze. Two missing Navy SEALs off the coast of Somalia are now presumed dead. Prosecutors say a couple in Kansas lived with a dead relative for 6 years to collect his retirement benefits worth more than $200,000. The S&P 500 and the Dow opened the week at record high levels. Lions versus the Niners, Chiefs against the Ravens for the right to go to the Super Bowl. And the 83-year-old Lions fan who's gone viral for his blue hair. That story in about 20 minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Retail experts anticipate economic messaging from this campaigns to play a role in consumer behavior. Here's how from Hope King, reporter at Axios, explain.
Right, so we were speaking to a couple of retail experts this week, and the big question is whether or not the election cycle will actually change the way that we spend money. And I think, you know, for the most part, everybody was a little bit cautious in making a direct sort of causation of the election to any kind of spending changes. But what they did say was that there was going to be at least an impact from the messaging that we'll hear from campaigns. So whether that's a candidate talking about the economy in a good way or a bad way, that definitely will influence the way that Americans perceive the economy, despite all the data that's already out there.
And so if we believe the negative side of things, that means we might tend to spend less?
That is one possibility. Or if you also, you know, if your candidate seems like he will be closer to the White House than the other candidate, you might feel optimistic and spend more than you might previously anticipated. So that's another way to look at it.
What was your point about winning matters, Hope?
Winning matters. So this is the idea that if you think that your candidate will win, that will influence the way that you feel. You might feel more optimistic about the future, which again might lead you to spend more. And if you feel like your candidate might lose, that also might make you feel more pessimistic about the future, which, you know, could also lead you to spend more if you're depressed, but also can make you spend less if you're worried.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, too. You said, kind of post-pandemic, it's been much more difficult to predict consumer behavior. How come?
Right. So when the pandemic hit, there was clearly a lot of people who were worried about the future. They were saving their money. But then the stimulus package kicked in, and that threw a big wrench in how people predicted and how experts predicted people would spend their money, because that was an influx of money that came out of nowhere. And because of that, and the way that people were still saving money at the time because they weren't going out to eat and traveling, that caused all the models to go off the rails. There was no clear picture, for example, for a while, on how much in excess savings people still had. So while a lot of experts had predicted, maybe, you know, as people returned back to the office, returned to work, that they would start spending more or less, those numbers were all thrown off because of all the excess savings that we had. So really, since then, all the models have been kind of broken.
We're speaking with Hope King, senior reporter at Axios. Her story is called Election Year Messaging to Drive Consumer Shifts. So go back to the messaging for a minute. What kind of political takes are we getting right now on the economy from, say, a Biden or a Trump?
Well, we know that the Biden administration has been trying to get the message out that we're in the strongest state of our economy in decades. I mean, unemployment is at still historically low levels. GDP, at least for the third quarter, grew faster than anticipated. And wages overall are growing faster than inflation. Now, on the flip side, we know that a lot of Republicans don't feel that the Inflation Reduction Act, for example, is the right way to drive the economy. We know there's a lot of pain points in shifting the economy from how we're using energy now to more green and cleaner energy. And that's also causing some prices to increase because that transition costs businesses money. So those are the two sort of bigger narratives out there when it comes to the economy.
How about if Donald Trump wins? And as you mentioned, like there could be the potential for tax policy changes. Does that make us think as consumers even differently than, say, the optimistic approach about our potential candidate?
Right. So to your point, so depending on if there is a changeover or not starting next year, that could change the tax policies, which then could change the income status levels and the tax status levels of a lot of Americans, which then would impact their spending. So that is going to be a much clearer effect come 2025 if there is a changeover. Now, the other thing to note around the election and spending habits and behaviors is that in past years, there's been some data to suggest that there is a pause in spending around the holidays, right? November is typically when the holiday shopping season starts, but consumers are going to be more distracted. They're going to be thinking about the election. They're going out to vote. You know, they're worried about who's going to win or not. And so in the past, there has been data, again, to suggest that there's a bit of a pause in holiday spending around those couple of weeks.
Thanks, Hope. Hope King, reporter at Axios. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Coming up next, more Jason Kelce, please.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Yeah. Learn about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections, 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The cost of landline phone service is skyrocketing, so enjoy the safety and peace of mind of a home phone for less with Ooma. With the Ooma Telo, all you pay are applicable taxes and fees, and unlike mobile, Ooma has address-based 911. Keep your phone number for a one-time fee or get a new one for free, and take your home number on the go with the free Ooma app. Setup takes less than 10 minutes. Stop paying too much for home phone service. Visit OOMA.com/GordonDeal today for a special discount.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you love seafood? How about fresh fried mullet, shrimp and oysters, or blackened mahi-mahi? Hi, I'm Kenneth from the Fishing Hole Restaurant. Come try our daily seafood specials at the Fishing Hole, where you can always get a bite. I'll bet you come back. The Fishing Hole, for the best, freshest seafood in Pensacola, on Brent Lane, across the street from Pensacola Christian Academy, and now in Milton on Avalon Boulevard, right across the street from the new courthouse. We are open from 11 to 8, Monday through Saturday, and our Pensacola location is now open on Sundays. The Fishing Hole, where you can always get a bite.
This is David Weatherford from Pensacola. For over 20 years, we've been outfitting men and women in quality casual clothing, travel apparel, state-of-the-art outerwear and underwear, and especially snowski wear for the entire family. Box has proven brands as Patagonia, The North Face, Marmot, Mountain Hardwear, Sport Obermeyer, Roy Robbins, and Woolrich. In our Outback section, check our selection of backpacking gear and rock climbing walls. So for your casual, outdoors, and snowski needs, check out Weatherford's in Pensacola on east of Antes at Scenic Highway. Weatherford's.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Monday. Time now for the mic drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, if you were stuck inside because of the cold, snow, or both, it was a good weekend to be parked in front of the TV with some fun football to watch and some really fun stories that come out of the games. We start with Jason Kelce, Travis's older brother, who had a storied career playing for the Eagles, but is said to have hinted that he'll be hanging up his cleats after this season. And if this was his first week of retirement, he certainly made it a memorable one. Jason's day began yesterday when he crashed a tailgate outside the stadium and was throwing a bowling ball shot to the delight of the mafia. And it was perhaps that and some other drinking that Jason was spotted doing in the luxury suite later that led to an even more memorable moment. Jason shirtless and screaming at the top of his lungs after his brother scored his first of two touchdowns on the day in full view of his wife, his mom, and Taylor Swift. And a short time later, he took it a step further, jumping out of the window of the suite into the frigid stands shirtless while Bill fans watched and took video.
He's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing a different Jason Kelce now, I think, that he's completed the season, perhaps his career.
I had no idea. He seemed like a very quiet, kind of reserved guy. I mean, I've listened to their podcast. He seemed very, very chill.
Yeah.
And now that he's retired, he's letting it all hang out.
Wow. I wonder what he was drinking.
Yeah, I don't. What's in those bowling ball shots? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
What's in there? I can't imagine it's I can't imagine it's a seltzer.
No,
it's probably pretty strong. Whatever.
I went beer and Chinese food yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Which is an extraordinary Sunday. When paired with football, right. It's exceptional.
But you go back to the beer. Well, I heard you drink a beer in I don't know how long.
Well, I feel I needed the beer to complement the Chinese food.
Okay,
and
good.
All the sodium.
Sure.
But then I switched to what is now my new favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on this one. Habanero mango whiskey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That seems like a lethal combination. Yeah, at least to me, that would be a lethal combination. But you're still here. You look none the worse for wear. good on you for that.
Sip that during the first game was very good.
Not bad. And Jason's family, friends, and T-Swift, of course, went home very happy after the Chiefs managed to hold on for a 3-point win over the Bills, even though it was at least looking like the game would be tied with a little under 2 minutes to go. That didn't happen, though, as a kick by the Bills' Tyler Bass sailed wide right. And while you might think that was just bad luck for the Bills and Bass, don't discount the effect one family of Chiefs fans and then might have had on the kick. Viral video shows the moment before the kick when a family pointed their stand-up fan toward the left of their TV in the hopes that it would blow the kick wide right. As you can imagine, when the kick sailed in the direction their fan blowing, family stirred up as he's about to advance to the AFC Championship game.
Staged or real?
I feel like it's real. I know some people accuse the age in the comments. I think it was real. Their emotion seemed extremely real to me.
That's what sold me.
Yeah.
That's what sold me.
You can tell by the way they were reacting that it was real.
I agree. Either that or they're superior actors.
Right, yeah.
Hire
them for a TV show.
To capture the emotion the way they did, I thought seemed real. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
I have diabetes. I'm at pneumococcal pneumonia.
Asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that helps in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and pain. For full prescribing information, call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The immediate threat of spreading COVID-19 is history. Now it's down to what we do best. Clean, spotless logistics. Residential apartments, condos, homes, and business accounts. Your business needs a customized
583-3323-5. Big Rhino, we are promotional creatives, but it all starts with you. Want some sweet-looking swag with your logo? Screen-printed shirts for your weekend warrior team. Big Rhino is your one-stop promotional shop. So think big and visit BigRhino.com. Call 1-800-469-9028.
This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories, your one-stop shop for all truck and auto accessories such as spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, running boards, window tinting, all the electric toys like navigation systems, TVs, radios, keyless entries, you name it, we have it. Gift certificate from Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories is a great idea for any special occasion. Everybody can always use a good truck or car detailing from Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories at the corner of W and Industrial Boulevards.
Dick's Cleaners, your go-to destination for all your dry cleaning and alteration needs. Providing top-notch service to the Pensacola area since 1923. Convenience is key. That's why we offer drop-off and pick-up service and have 7 locations. Our team of experienced professionals will handle your clothes with the utmost expertise, ensuring they return to you looking fresh, clean, and ready to impress. From dry cleaning, wash and fold to alterations, we have you covered. Vicks Cleaners, Pensacola's trusted dry cleaner for over 100 years.
And the Ad Council.
Now, more than ever, where you get your news matters. Start your day with the facts. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. For most of us, simple strategies and behavior modifications help optimize our health. But also keep in mind a few golden rules, such as not overdoing it at mealtime, and remembering that sticking to just cardio is not enough. But there are so many ways new and lapsed exercisers commonly sabotage their workouts. The Wall Street Journal has advice on how to create a sustainable routine that will help you reach your fitness goals. Number one, have a backup plan for days when you can't get to your planned exercise routine. Like try a fast-paced walk in your neighborhood, or jog, or run up and down the stairs to raise your heart rate. Number two, you're wearing the wrong sneakers, which can lead to injury. As part of that, experts say ratty gym wear works fine. Being in fitness apparel can give new exercisers a sense of belonging and confidence. And number three, you're lifting the same weight load. If you aim to get stronger, you need to progressively lift heavier weights or perform more repetitions. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Nicole Murray.
And now, the things you need to know. Number one.
The U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are pushing Israel to join a multi-step plan that would end the war, see the release of hostages held in Gaza, and ultimately lead to the full normalization for Israel as a Palestinian state, something the current Israeli government is vocally opposed to. The plan would take 90 days and starts with an extended ceasefire and the release of hostages hostages from Hamas and Israel simultaneously. Israel and Hamas have not yet agreed to land, but negotiations are set to begin in Cairo in the next few days.
Number two.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped the 2024 Republican presidential race. DeSantis explained he cannot ask supporters to donate resources if there's no clear path to victory. The governor also endorsed former President Donald Trump, who showed his gratitude just before tomorrow's New Hampshire primary.
Really terrific person who had gotten to know his wife, Casey, for having run a great campaign for president. He did. He ran a really good campaign, I will tell you. It's not easy.
Trump and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley are the only two Republican candidates left standing in the race.
Number three.
Two Navy SEALs who went missing off the coast of Somalia have been presumed dead. The U.S. Central Command says it conducted a 10-day search covering 21,000 square miles. The two SEALs were attempting to board a ship during a nighttime mission targeting an unflagged vessel said to be carrying Iranian-made weapons headed for rebels in Yemen. One soldier fell into the water. The other jumped in, attempting to rescue him. The names of the SEALs will not be released until their next of kin are notified. A Mississippi woman is facing a murder charge after police say they found her son's body in a wooden box hidden behind a false wall in her home. 66-year-old Jerry Roby is facing one count of first-degree murder. She was previously convicted of murder in Florida in 1995. A man who allegedly attempted to enter Taylor Swift's New York City home multiple times has been arrested. The suspect's name has not been released. Eyewitnesses say they have seen this man lurking in the neighborhood for weeks.
Fame ain't that easy.
I mean, I question, let's say you get inside the apartment, like, what then? You think she's going to give you a big hug?
And you just went and, like, made this video of us the other day of freezing cold in our studio. It's like trying to make us famous. This bad stuff can happen when you get famous.
Well, there are security badges to get into the building.
6 minutes now in front of the hour.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions, asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Painting is one of the least expensive ways to effect dramatic change. A can of quality Benjamin Moore paint can brighten a dull room, enhance the interior with vibrant colors, and protect your biggest investment, your home. With thousands of colors to choose from, Mark can coordinate around samples of fabric, tile, granite, whatever you need to get that custom look. Locally owned and operated by Lynn and Greg Schweigert, Paint Mart is located at 2525 West Fairfield, and be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Pensacola Magazine is locally owned and operated and is a premier source for Pensacola news, lifestyle, business, arts and entertainment, real estate, and much more, with a full-time staff of editors, journalists, and graphic artists that live and work in our community. Pensacola Magazine offers engaging content and eye-catching editorial design that highlights our unique local lifestyle. The on-the-market section features local real estate listings and tips on how to buy or sell a home. Pick up a free copy or subscribe at PensacolaMagazine.com. Locally owned, community-driven.
American Leak Detection.
Leak detection, construction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
Servicing residential control.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
That was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hand of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoot them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is Jim Fetzer inviting you to join me on The Raw Deal, Revolution Radio, Studio B, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas. The latest on politics and foreign affairs from an unconventional point of view.